And welcome everyone to tonight's Purium Health Products Consumer Education Conference Call. My name is Amy. I'll be your moderator tonight on the call. And we also have with us David Sandoval, who's one of the founders of Purium Health Products, along with a researcher, lecturer, and author of the really great book, The Green Foods Bible. Dave, are you with us tonight?
Thank you for that introduction. I hope I can live up to it.
Of course. Of course you can. Well, tonight we are here on the education conference call like we are every Wednesday night to talk about either a health subject, perhaps a product, to give tips and techniques and lifestyle maybe modifications or suggestions to live long lives, pain-free and free of disease. So what we want to talk about tonight is IBS, which stands for irritable bowel syndrome. And like I mentioned just a few moments ago, it is something that's a little bit of an in-the-closet subject. Most people don't want to talk about it. It's a little bit embarrassing when you're saying this happens to you. So we just want to open it up and let people know that you're not the only one suffering with this. So I think we have some really great information to share tonight.
Definitely. And remember that, you know, Amy's right. I remember when I used to do health talk radio, I always got those calls from people who said, you know, my sister has this problem.
Right.
And we'd always joke with them and go, your sister, huh? But you know, there's a very large percentage of the population that has gastrointestinal difficulties. And taking Tums, you know, God bless the people who make Tums, but we just don't think that that is the answer. But before we tell you what we believe is the answer, you have to realize that we are not playing doctor. We don't believe that we, you know, are offering advice about healing diseases. What we are offering advice about is how to take care of your body. And the evidence is that once you take care of your body takes care of your issues. And so we encourage you to interact with your medical doctor. We encourage you to seek advice, but it is also important that you find a doctor with whom you are aligned with and who thinks, you know, the way that you think. So find yourself a good doctor who understands nutrition, what we call an integrative doctor who integrates, you know, naturopathic methodologies with, you know, with the common, what we call allopathic or modern medicine methodologies, and then you're probably going to get the best possible of both worlds. So we're not playing doctor. We don't profess to be able to cure disease, but what we can do is we could give you phenomenal advice on how to normalize the function within your body. And look at the word dis-ease. If your body is in a state of dis-ease, you know, we want to help you alleviate that state, and we believe that we can.
Absolutely. Well, and kind of our motto on these conference calls is knowledge is power. And so if you like the knowledge you're hearing tonight, if it empowers you to take better care of yourself and your family, we highly encourage you to share it with other friends and family members that you may have that you think may be beneficial. So one way you can do that is by calling the replay line. That number is 212-461-8911. Again, that number is 212-461-8911, and this call will be available starting Friday on the replay line. We also post it on our website at www.phporder.com under the education section.
Awesome. Well, you know, every single Monday, we send out what we call the word from Dave. And if you do not have your email address with us, if you're not getting it, I hope that you will, because we believe that there's good information there. This Monday, I was writing to folks, and I asked if you're feeling nauseous after eating, if you've got poor digestion, if you have episodes of constipation or diarrhea intermittently, if you go to your doctor and describe your symptoms only to be given antibiotics, which, by the way, will probably not work, or even make the condition work, or worse. There's a good chance that you probably have what we're talking about tonight, which is, as Amy said, commonly known as IBS. And for many people, this leads to reduced social contact and insecurity. There is, I'm not going to lie, it could make you gassy, it could make your breath smell, it could give you like rumblings in your stomach. It could even lead to like not sleeping well. And the good news is that it can be reduced and even eliminated with proper attention to diet and some simple lifestyle modifications. And so, you know, we're here tonight to help you to regain control over a part of your life that you may not feel you have control over.
Absolutely. Well, let's jump right into the subject matter. And why don't you tell all of our listeners what exactly is IBS, the technical definition, which stands for irritable bowel syndrome?
Well, technically speaking, it's a functional gastrointestinal disorder, and it involves recurrent irritation and or inflammation that primarily affects the large intestine. Of course, that's the last part of the digestive tract. It affects the colon, and it causes it to not operate the way it normally would with people who do not have irritable bowel syndrome. Probably the most common gastrointestinal disorder in the country. It could affect 25% of all adults, and actually, if you think about it, one out of four. And since most people are coupled in a relationship, there's very little chance that you have not either experienced it yourself or been involved with a significant other, a child, or a parent that is affected by this painful and physically and emotionally difficult condition. So, I think that is, I guess, the clinical definition with a little bit of my something.
Well, why don't we talk about some of the causes of IBS?
Well, poor motility, which basically means that you have either hard or loose stools. Hardened stool could cause, you know, constipation. Loose stool could be described as diarrhea. Food allergies are very common and lead to maybe an underlying root cause. And food sensitivities, and remember that if the food sensitivities, not allergies, but just everything bothers you, and then you have a lot of diarrhea and it's not so intermittent, you might actually be dealing with celiac disease and should probably see a doctor.
Absolutely.
But there's some other causes as well. Do you want to talk about some of the other possible causes?
Well, sure. Another cause could actually be psychological. If it's not immunological, it can kind of be created by stress. It can be created by your mind. Also, overuse of antacids and or laxatives over a period of time. Also, lactose intolerance can be a possible cause.
You know, the funny thing is that lactose intolerance and food allergies are, you know, not always, you know, they're not the same exact thing. And so I'm glad that you mentioned that. And some people don't realize that, you know, that even though you may not drink a lot of milk or have a lot of dairy products, they're still sort of hidden. So you got to read labels to make sure. And you know what else you got to read labels for is that sugar and caffeine that are oftentimes in so many energy drinks or snacks. And you know what else? The carbonated beverages that most people don't think about. All of those bubbles, imagine what those do to your intestines.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to mention, it just came up for me about the lactose intolerance, is that you may not be lactose intolerant as a child. You may not be lactose intolerant in your 20s or 30s, and it could develop as you get older. So just because you could tolerate lactose perhaps as a younger person or earlier in life does not mean that you could rule that out as a cause of your IBS now.
No, exactly. Exactly.
So we always tell people, be sure to consult your doctor. As Dave mentioned, we recommend doctors that specialize in integrative medicine. But when you have these kind of signs and symptoms, you want to go to the doctor to rule out more
serious,
if you will, exactly, issues. And those would be celiac disease, which is a form of gluten intolerance, a severe form of gluten intolerance. Also, diabetes could have similar signs and symptoms of IBS, as well as hypothyroidism, pancreatic insufficiency, And also, I guess, the step up from IBS, but actually it's called inflammatory bowel disease.
And remember that I apologize, but I believe that a lot of people don't realize that the overactive thyroid, while not as common as the underactive thyroid, has symptomology that is very similar to lupus and celiac disease and IBS and IBD. So, you know, that is something that, again, I don't think most people would even think to check. So that's very good advice. There's some other facts I think that people should know. So why don't we keep along the education path and tell them some of these interesting things we found out.
Absolutely. Well, since there's been a lot of research regarding food allergies and IBS, the research points to a link between the two, that your diet may definitely aid in the prevention or alleviation of typical IBS symptoms. And that's a great thing, because that means it's in your control. You can do something about it. Again, as we mentioned earlier, that refined sugar is the most important thing to watch out for and then to eliminate or cut out of your diet.
You know, that's a recurring thing when you talk about IBS, for sure. And you know what really struck me, Amy, is if food could cause it, food can fix it.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
like type 2 diabetes, right? Food probably caused it. And food could probably fix it. So this is another example of that. It's important to repopulate the friendly or good bacteria in your bowels, because if you have either, if you're moving too quickly or if you're not moving fast enough, constipation or diarrhea or somewhere close to it but not exactly constipation or diarrhea, anything short of a normal, solid 2 to 3 time a day elimination is going to cause a disruption of what we call the friendly flora or the friendly bacteria. And so it's important that you regulate your elimination and repopulate the friendly bacteria, because that's really going to help with the pain, the bloating. And these are, you know, clinically proven to be effective against the pain and bloating that most people with IBS experience. And there's some... you know, some real validity, I think, to, you know, all of the commercials that you see recommending that, you know, now these days that people have more probiotics and everything like that. But I think that you've got to be careful not to overspend and not to underpopulate. So we might have some advice for folks that that could help them with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you mentioned, this is kind of a side note here, you mentioned that normal frequency should be to eliminate 2 to 3 times a day. Well, I just want to point out, as a person that's never happened, that's not happening with most of the population out there. And that's something that we really need to strive for, and because that's how your body was designed.
I mean, ladies are... you know, very commonly the ones struck by IBS, and they are the most common to experience these gastrointestinal difficulties. And, you know, there's some sociological reasons. Some girls don't feel comfortable using a toilet in public or nearby other people. They hold things in as opposed to letting things out or whatever. And that's very important that you find a comfortable place, no matter where you are, that you find the comfort zone and not be afraid to allow your body to function the way that nature intended it to.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about some signs and symptoms here.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to move through these real quickly. So if you got a pencil and paper, try to follow along. Otherwise, Amy will tell you how to find this online. We've already mentioned diarrhea and constipation, but the frequent stomach upset. If you know, every time you eat or don't eat, your stomach is gurgling and upset and sensitive, especially to things like wheat or dairy. Be very cognizant of that. If you find yourself urinating frequently or it being painful when you sit down and eliminate number two, as my mom used to say, and cramp-like pain that is typically caused by bowel movements. In other words, the same cramping you might have cramping before that feels the same as when you are having a bowel movement. You have poor sleep habits and insomnia, like I noted earlier. You have, because of poor peristaltic action, frequency of headaches and lower back pain. You know, when your kidneys and you're impacted, it a lot of lower back pain that women experience is because of constipation.
Absolutely.
And all the chiropractors and therapists and massage therapists, I'm telling you, I could save you a lot of money, ladies, if you just listen to what me and Amy have to say here tonight. And then various types of rectal pain. And obviously, if you're running too fast or pushing too hard, that's going to happen. And as Amy noted, very, very important, it should not be at the bottom of the list. It's here because it's the final word. Anxiety and depression cause you to tighten up and tighten up. And you know that you're feeling tense and tight. Well, imagine if you feel tense in your back and your shoulders, just imagine what's happening down below. So anxiety and depression are very important. So, Amy, give a couple of recommendations for relieving that anxiety and depression, because we talk about food a lot, but there's a lot of things available in today's world to help with this, aren't there, that aren't drugs?
Oh, absolutely. And just real quick, I wanted to note that I believe the colon, correct me if I'm wrong, is actually a muscle. It's made out of muscle tissue.
Correct.
And for the peristaltic action. And so it can tighten up. It can lock up just like your back locks up. And so that's what Dave was talking about. If
it doesn't flex like your back, right?
Exactly. So anyway, as far as the diet do's, if you will, you want to get plenty of essential fatty acids and carotenoids into your diet. You want to make sure that you eat small servings of both raw and cooked vegetables, which will help boost serotonin levels, which that also can help with the anxiety and depression. You want to make sure, and this is something that I have to really be conscious about, you want to make sure to chew all your vegetables and fruit and all your food very, very well. Most of us in today's fast-paced society just gobble down our food and we barely chew, and that causes a lot of digestive discomfort.
Do you want to give them the chew challenge really quickly while you catch your breath? Could I tell them the chew challenge?
Sure.
Okay, well, Amy and I always encourage people, and I say, put as much food as you want into your mouth. I mean, just make yourself a chipmunk. And then chew 50 times. And no matter how much food you could get into your mouth, once you chew it 50 times, as long as your tongue is doing its job moving it around and under your teeth, then you will crush as much food as you could get into your mouth into the size of about a teaspoon maximum. And in doing so, you could imagine how much work you are leaving to your stomach and your intestines to extract food. And 70% of your digestive process takes place in your mouth. And so I just wanted to say that when Amy tells you to make sure you chew all your vegetables and fruits very well, you could write a book about the importance of chewing. And I just wanted to throw that in.
Oh, absolutely. That's really good advice. You want to consume lots of soluble fiber, not just insoluble fiber, but soluble fiber. You want to choose long grain wild rice, especially over white rice. You want to eat avocados because they have the really wonderful essential fatty acids and good oils. And then you want to get as much friendly bacteria into your diet as possible by consuming yogurt, kefir, fermented foods, or supplementing with, say, PHP's advanced probiotic.
Exactly. Now, you know, Amy, we always say that if you're not going to follow our advice on the foods and the supplements to get into your body, then at the very least, you've got to learn to avoid certain things. And so if you don't do the do's, at least don't do the don'ts.
Exactly, because sometimes that actually can be more dramatic than the do's. The first one on the list is you've got to avoid sugar. Sugar is very, very bad for people with IBS. You've got to avoid all types of alcohol because, again, the alcohol, A, it's dehydrating, and B, it turns to sugar in your body in the digestion process. Caffeine, as we mentioned before, very bad. Stimulant foods such as coffee and tea, you need to avoid those. Also, spicy foods, you need to avoid that as well.
Well, and you know, the thing about the spices is when you already have, you know, we need a lot of spices that could possibly cause gas. But some spices like fennel, might actually be beneficial. But I think, you know, a lot of things that you might otherwise think are good might not be good. You know, things like a lot of onions and garlic and chili peppers, probably not good right now.
Exactly.
And I always say to avoid nuts, but you have a different take on that.
Well, actually, you want to avoid nuts, you want to avoid seeds, and fruits with small seeds, like raspberries and strawberries and things like that, because those can be very irritating.
Oh, yeah, those little tiny seeds.
Exactly. It can be very irritating to the bowel. You want to avoid popcorn. That can be very irritating to the bowel. And then you just want to avoid foods that you know that trigger your particular symptoms, whether that's wheat, whether that's dairy, whether that's soy, that you've identified in your own kind of food rotation, you know, challenge with yourself.
And I've got like a little, you know, and remember these three things, I guess. Exercise is always important for IBS, especially a regularly scheduled exercise like stair climbing, swimming, or walking. And then avoid antibiotics whenever you can, and learn those stress reduction techniques, you know, the yoga, the meditation, the prayer, you know, the breathing, whatever it is that you need, just reduce that stress.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's move on and talk about what you can do as far as nutritional supplements. To help give your body the tools to begin to normalize and heal itself, which our bodies are actually able to do, you know, like with the right nutrients. And the first thing I wanted to talk about, which is the cornerstone of pretty much every battle plan that Dave and I put together that we archive on our website at www.phporder.com, and that would be a green drink. And for those of us suffering with IBS, we recommend a simplified green drink. We recommend either the organic barley green juice or we recommend the organic Kamut blend.
Exactly. And I have to admit that in the original battle plan, we had put the more greens. And then upon review, we decided that we wanted you to have far more enzymes, far more probiotics, and a simpler green drink. So the reason why is because when you have IBS, we want your body to have the minimal work possible to absorb and utilize the beneficial effect of these foods. And I'm telling you, some people, all they do is start drinking the barley green juice to have IBS, and they call, and they think it is like a miracle. So definitely, it all starts with green food, and it's not just because I wrote the Green Food Bible. I really do believe it all starts with green foods.
Absolutely. Now, the second thing that we recommend is our advanced probiotic. We've mentioned a couple times earlier in the call that you've got to repopulate that friendly bacteria, and advanced probiotic is a great way to do that.
Now, Amy, as a woman, you know that, and we have a lot of doctor friends, and I really respect doctors on many levels, but on one level I have a hard time respecting doctors is the way that they toss around antibiotics. So would you concur with that probably the number one reason why the probiotics are so important, not just because of the constipation and the diarrhea, but just this incredible overuse of antibiotics in our society?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And just, it's kind of a vicious cycle. You know, so many women have candida issues, and candida can lead to IBS, and yeah, it's...
They're all related.
They're all related.
In that way. Now, Amy and I have done something really awesome. We have relationships with big companies and that manufacture some of the finest probiotics in the world, and these companies actually put them in a package and sell their own probiotics on the shelf, and these are like the best-selling probiotics in the world. But because they compete with each other, they never combine their products into a single product. Now, we have relationships with the manufacturers, and they have their product on the shelf. Our product is if you went into the health food store and picked the three very best shelf stable, completely non, you know, zero side effect, the very best, you know, or what am I talking about? Vegetarian probiotics, put them together, and that's what we have. So we're talking about, you know, F19, we're talking about L-spirogenus, we're talking about Bifidobacteria faecalum, all of these in a completely shelf-stable form, and the effect is absolutely amazing. These probiotics are each one sold individually and sold as effective. When combined, they are not just three times as effective, they're many times more effective. So didn't mean to go on so long, but I am a huge fan of our probiotics. And ladies, if you're out there and you have not used our probiotics, if you're spending money on yogurt that costs far more than ours or any other product, please do give ours a try. You will never go back.
And I just want to throw in really quickly that we also add what's called prebiotics into the formula. And what that does is it actually allows the probiotics to feed while they're in the capsule to remain completely potent and active.
That's right. 3 years at 100 degrees and only 5% of the viability will go away. 1 year at 120 degrees and only 5% of the viability will go away. So,
it's a great formula. Now, another great formula that we recommend is the Enzyme Advantage.
Definitely. You know, the gastrointestinal problems can be relieved by adding digestive enzymes to the diet to ensure that fibers, carbohydrates, fats, and proteins are broken down and eliminated. And our enzymes are a vegetarian shelf-stable enzymes that are actually patented because they hyperactivate in the small intestine, making sure that all digestion is complete before these foods enter the large intestine and the bowel. So no other enzyme can say that. Again, patented because they hyperactivate in the small intestine, and this is very important because that's the last line of defense before entering the bowel, and this is irritable bowel syndrome.
Exactly, and we talked about how a lot of digestion takes place in your mouth, but I guarantee you 80% of people on this call do not chew 50 times before they swallow their food. So, and as we age, we lose lose enzymes. Like, we don't continue, they're not just an infinite resource.
Yeah, you're
resource.
Right. We have a finite ability to manufacture enzymes, and the older you are, the greater your need for supplemental enzymes becomes, and I don't mean to, like, give a testimonial right on the spot, but we had a gentleman who, when we put, you know, our enzymes, we featured him on our front page, he didn't realize we had enzymes. He took our enzymes, and severe edema, severe swelling of his calves went away in a very short time that had been with him despite all the drugs and all the therapies and all the medications and all the supplements they had ever tried. So again, if you have ever used enzymes and you were not satisfied or just want to try another, you've got to try ours. And if you've never used enzymes, again, you'll never be the same.
So I just wanted to point out the close on the enzyme subject is that you don't want partially digested food or large food particles entering into the large intestine on anyone, but especially someone suffering with IBS. And the Enzyme Advantage will definitely help to counteract that if you're not chewing properly.
And even if you are and you've got this condition called leaky gut, these enzymes and probiotics are phenomenal. But let's go ahead and, Amy, why don't you help me because I'm getting short of breath. We all wanted to talk about the 40X aloe vera very quickly, which is also an awesome enzyme activator.
Yeah, absolutely. The aloe vera 40X is definitely a superstar in our line of products and has been commonly recommended probably for years and years and years as like a digestive soothing aid. And it can be very, very effective for people with IBS. And so these four products that we're talking about the green juices, whether it's the barley or the organic kamut blend, along with probiotics, enzymes, and the aloe vera are all going to help reduce inflammation. They're all going to help soothe the bowel, and that's kind of our core regimen that we are recommending, if you will, or suggesting, if you will, as your first line of defense to IBS.
It is sort of like the top four products. Now, you know one thing that came to mind about the aloe vera, Amy? You know, what is better at healing a bruise, an abrasion, a cut, a wound on the outside of your body?
Yeah, nothing's better than aloe vera. I mean, that's what, even on the suntan aisle, you know, you have aloe vera gels all over the place for just, you know, common sunburn.
Because they heal tissue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, our aloe vera is 40 times more potent than what they call 100% pure aloe vera. So if you've got a condition like IBS, you can't take a risk with just any common aloe vera. You need the most potent aloe vera, the purest aloe vera that's available on the market, and you could find that with us. But, you know, those are my top four, but you reminded me that there are some other products that are actually very beneficial, and I was hoping you could help explain. I think we chose three additional products. If we could just take 2 minutes maybe and let folks know that these will also help.
Absolutely, absolutely. The Daily Fiber Blend is a great product to help keep you regular. It obviously has fiber, specifically psyllium husk, which have been shown to help alleviate constipation and, in general, you know, assist with healthy elimination, like we were talking about, getting that frequency to 2 to 3 times a day. Unlike other fiber products on the market out there, the Daily Fiber Blend recognizes the need to create lubrication. It contains essential healing fats from the flaxseed, and so you're not just getting that roughage that can sometimes be very discomforting and create, you know, hard stools. You're getting the essential fatty acids that can help basically lubricate as you eliminate to make it much more comfortable.
I think that a great example is everybody knows that a scrub brush is great, you know, but until you put some water and some soap with the scrub brush, it really is just going to, you know, brush across the top of your tile, right?
Right.
And so by Amy, you know, combining the psyllium husk with the fats, with the other soluble fibers, this is, again, think of it as a scrub brush with the water and the soap all working together. And if you just spray something with water, it doesn't work so well. If you throw soap on something without water and scrubbing, it could only do so much, but all three together. And that's what we've done with our fiber product. We've mixed all the different types of fibers together that create the most effective cleansing, and other products just give you one or the other, and they don't think about the synergies. Is that right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've also included some digestive aids like fennel seeds, which can help reduce gas and bloating. We have added FOS, which is, again, the prebiotic, like we talked about, that helps feed friendly bacteria that aid in the detoxification process. We've included sprouted heirloom seedlings, which create a lot of enzyme activity and enzyme precursors that can help speed along digestion, as well as sponge-like apple fibers that kind of brush along the colon and absorb toxins and eliminate them out of the body, along with psyllium, as we already mentioned, broom-like rice bran. These all do a really great job at normalizing your bowel function.
Exactly. That's exactly, I guess, brushes and brooms. I use brushes and soap and water, but the same thing. And you know, finally, this amazing food called glucomannan, it actually traps excess fat and starches that otherwise might irritate the bowel. And so those starches convert to simple sugars, which are bad. And, of course, you know, excess fat, you know, the bad fat does cause gas. So definitely, you know, definitely. I just got a text message from one of our listeners who is really enjoying the call. So thank you very much
cool.
out there. fantastic. So, you know, the glucomannan, again, that was a product that just was the number one weight loss product. It was like the miracle product back in the 70s. It came and it went because people misused it. Amy and I didn't forget about Glucoman, and we researched it. We went back. We found that it had amazing property, and it's a perfect complement to Daily Fiber Blend.
Absolutely.
What about Immunomax? I always recommend that. Do we have just 1 minute to talk about that?
Sure. Well, we talked about in the beginning some of the causes of IBS, you know, can be immunological. Like if our immune system is depressed or suppressed, it can cause these kind of problems. And so the Immunomax is just an amazing synergistic product that can help boost the overall immune system and help you combat whatever may be the underlying immunological issue that's contributing to your IBS syndrome symptoms.
Yeah, I won't scare you because you know there's like 18 ingredients, each one you could talk about for an hour. So we'll just say that Immunomax is awesome at boosting the immune system. A lowered immune system is oftentimes associated with IBS.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And one last thing I need you to remind them about is that we've got this amazing, amazing liquid mineral that's primarily magnesium, and magnesium helps with those sympathetic muscle reactions, which means they help you relax.
Right. We've talked about on many calls before, you know, peristaltic action is triggered by this this cycle of minerals, and you definitely need magnesium. Magnesium helps the bowel to relax, and we talked about before when you're all stressed out and you're all tense, your bowel's going to lock up just like your back might lock up. And so, therefore, you might be constipated for days. Other people have had problems for weeks. and so the ionic elements is a great way to get that relaxing magnesium into the system on a daily basis.
Okay. So from what everything you've told us tonight, Amy, we need to reduce our stress, do a little bit of exercise. We need to make sure that we eat better foods. We need to sort of eliminate some of those bad foods. We need to have our enzymes and probiotics. But what's this thing about popcorn?
Well, I think it's—I know popcorn keeps coming up. I think it's the husks that are very difficult to digest and can be, you know, very irritating when they, you know, they get into the already inflamed bowel.
So it's one of the perfect examples of a food that could actually agitate, just physically get in there and scrape and scratch and cause problems physically.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And it breaks down really fast. It like melts, you know, almost, and just leaves that scratchy husk behind.
I think it's similar to those small seeds, you know, that we were talking about before in raspberries and strawberries.
Exactly. Well, Amy, fantastic call tonight. I really believe that this is a problem that so many people unnecessarily suffer from, and every time that we could stop unnecessary suffering, it just feels so awesome. But we have sort of a, you know, we've got a philosophy here. So before we say goodnight to everybody, would you just take a moment and remind everybody who we are and what we're all about, and of course, you know, just how much we care about them and what we want to help them with accomplish in their lives.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned before, kind of our motto for these calls is knowledge is power. So we want to share the knowledge that we have gained through our research and time in the nutrition industry with you to empower you to make better decisions about your health. We also wanted to stress that Purium Health Products, as well as Dave and my philosophy, is all based on the tradition of naturopathics, which operates on the premise that our bodies are self-healing if given the right tools and the right environment. That's why I was saying these foods, these organic kamut blend, the barley, the aloe, the enzymes, the probiotic, those are the tools that your body needs to begin to heal itself. This tradition has been well practiced for, you know, thousands of years. And again, you have to remember that every body is different. Every person's body is different. And the condition that you have, the IBS, it probably did not develop overnight. And so you can't expect it to go away overnight. So give it some time, and I think you'll see some big changes with these products and these recommendations that we shared with you here tonight.
Fantastic. Well, I really believe that, you know, empowering people with the knowledge and encouraging them to share it with others is a noble cause. I think that we're part of a community of like-minded and well-intentioned people. I believe that we have a very good news to report that in Colorado, they just passed a bill that gave alternative practitioners, naturopaths, and Native American healers the right to practice without being put out of business by those who would seek to monopolize the the gift of healing. And it is a gift. It's not a business. It's not, it is not something that can be owned. Healing is something that each individual is responsible for bringing into and onto themselves. And the guides that we seek, those naturopathic doctors, Native American healers, holistic practitioners, integrative oncologists, all the various people who have recognized that nature and God and traditions of healing are valid and need to be recognized. So we have a great victory to celebrate tonight, that victory. And if you read about it, you will find out that this was a tremendous hard-fought victory. So for all of you who practice naturopathy, for all of you who appreciate your right to choose this freedom of choice that we value so much in this country, you have a reason to celebrate tonight. And the best way to celebrate is to empower yourself to learn and to share that knowledge so that they could never take it away from us.
Absolutely. And I just kind of wanted to say in summary about irritable bowel syndrome is some people, if you've never experienced it yourself, you may be thinking, well, a little bit of constipation, a little bit of diarrhea, that's not the end of the world. But this is a really serious condition that can take really active, happy, healthy people, and it can debilitate them. It can make them depressed. It can make them hermits that don't want to leave the house because they're in so much pain or they're so fretful that they're going to have a diarrhea episode out in public. And so this is something that is really, really affects quality of life. And again, as I mentioned earlier, it's something that a lot of people don't want to talk about it. A lot of people don't even want to share it with their spouse or even their doctor. So I hope that you take the information that we presented here tonight. If you know someone that's suffering with these kind of symptoms, direct them to our website to check out the battle plan or listen to the replay line.
Exactly. Well, again, to everyone who took time out of your life tonight to learn and to share with us, Amy and I want to thank you. And a special thanks to Amy, who's done such a fantastic job. And I want to say, Amy, I know you've got to go, but if it's okay with you, I'm going to stay on the line for about 5 more minutes or so and answer any questions that folks might have. And would you let them know what I've got some events coming up. Would you mind, before we go, letting them know
Absolutely. I just want to throw in a few administrative things at the end before we depart here. We do have some events coming up. We have an event in Boca Raton, Florida, coming up on Wednesday, I believe, April 29th, next Wednesday, if you're in the Boca Raton area. We also have scheduled in New York and New Jersey for May 18th in New Jersey, May 19th again in New York City in Times Square. And then we'll be down in Clearwater, Florida on the 20th and 21st of May. So if you live in any of those areas, please give us a call or check out our calendar on the website, and we will be happy to give you information, make a reservation for you for those events. Also, next week's call, due to Dave being at a live event, will be a recorded call about Parkinson's disease, but it's a really good call, really great information, so please tune into that. Let's see, what else? Oh, we do have one more week left or a week and a half left on our men's and women's defense specials, the specials for May, which are buy one bottle, get the second bottle at half price. So please log on to our website, check out our regular monthly specials, and take advantage of that.
Definitely. And I had another phenomenal testimonial about somebody who was using the great stuff for dogs. So if you are, I don't remember, do we still have a special going on with the great stuff for dogs?
We do. We have a special going on for the great stuff for dogs, the great stuff for cats. I think it's buy two bottles, get the third bottle for absolutely free.
You know, look at us. We're taking care of men. We're taking care of women. We're taking care of dog lovers. And we're taking care of cat lovers. We are a politically correct doctor, aren't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to thank you, Dave, for all the information. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. I'm going to take the call out of moderator mode and go ahead and stop the recording so you can take some questions and answers.
Thank you so much. Good night, everybody.